This is about living in two worlds. And the more I read this, the more I realize that a lot of people come up to me and say they're always living in two worlds too, and they're not Native American. They may be German or from another country, or they may just have a different lifestyle, and they too live in different worlds. Yes, I'll admit I was by the water on the beach in the hot Pacific sun. Turquoise water plunging to shore as palm trees undulate in time. Cold coconut drink in hand, I was sure I had stepped into a postcard from the tropics. Suddenly, a dark cloud moved over me, appearing in this blue, blue, guiltless sky. I started thinking, damn, Indian women, especially Pueblo women, don't drink piña coladas on Kauai beaches in December and enjoy it. Scrutinizing other vacationers, I wondered if they too felt dark clouds. Speaking in a language from across the waters, Medicanacha, Medicanacha. Was it true? Had I forgotten who I was, where I'd come from? Heraton, ande umu, tu ande we Medicana umu. And who do you think you are, a white person? My sister's voice coming from the clouds above. Richly designed condos dotted the sandy beaches, dissimilar to unaffected mud structures growing out of parched Pueblo land. Even the scattered sunbathers in various shades of tan seemed different than I. Here I was, an Indian woman, enjoying herself in another world among a different breed of people. These thoughts collected, causing me to feel anxious and uncertain. When I was young, we thought only Medicana took luxurious vacations to exotic places. Indians didn't. Oh, well, we're supposed to stay home, carrying on a tradition separate from the rest of the world. This was our way. Unlike the characteristically homebound Oa, I had grown comfortable in venturing out of Pueblo boundaries. I wondered if there was a balance for me, where my place was in these opposing worlds. Would I find it here, under the hot Pacific sun, or at home in the canyon's peaceful shelter? The look on my face clued my husband. You see, he knows me very well. With comforting words, he reminded me to enjoy every second of this day, to forget what was crossing me. I eased into thought, consoling myself, reassessing my place in these worlds. I am a brown woman, who will always be T'owa, even under this hot Pacific sun.